Well, good evening to you all once again. It's a joy to bring God's word to you this evening. Please, if you do have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts chapter 4, the text that was read to us earlier, Acts chapter 4. And we will be looking particularly at verse 12 of Acts chapter 4. And the book of Acts presents with us the acts of the Lord Jesus Christ, the acts that he did through his apostles, how they went about preaching, how they went about ministering about him, about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you would find, as you would read the whole of the book of Acts, it speaks about none other, but it speaks about only the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you may be familiar with the interview that Larry King interviewed Joe Austin. And during that interview, Joe Austin was asked, are there many ways to get to God? And he said, there are many ways to get to God. He actually said the Muslims could also be right, and the all others. But is it what the Bible says? Are there many ways? Are there many roads to get to God? As people would say, all roads lead to Rome. Do all roads lead to God? We would find that that's not what the scripture says. Because in scripture we read, as we come to Acts chapter 4, even as Peter proclaimed before the religious leaders, he said, there is no salvation in anyone else. Because there is no name that is given to men under heaven in which they must be saved, but only the name of Jesus Christ. You think about John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no coming to the Father except through him. And so you can see that scripture tells us clearly that there are many roads that leads to God. There is only one road. There is only one way to get to the Father, to get to God, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only channel. That's the only gate presented before us for us to enter through. That's the only door that is opened for people to come through to God. The only means through which men and women and children, sinful men, can be restored to God, can enjoy fellowship with God, is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be saying, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? This matters because it is a matter of life and death. There are no other ways. Only Christ is the Savior. If Christ is not the only way, then there is no salvation. Because God in his word tells us very clearly that there is only one mediator between God and man. That is the man, Christ Jesus. He is the only way to get to the Father. And so in this text that we have before us in Acts chapter 4, think of the context. It starts in Acts chapter 3. As Peter and John were going in the hour of prayer to the temple to pray, and they met this lame man who was crippled from birth. And he asked for alms, and they say they did not have any. But they called him to say, look up to us. And they said, in the name of Jesus, you rise and walk. And so it is through that, after that encounter, people were amazed, people were astonished at all this work that had been done. And it was that that made Peter and John to be brought before the religious leaders, because they were proclaiming the only name of salvation, the name that is Jesus Christ. They were proclaiming the resurrection from the dead. And so you can think even Peter himself, who prior he had denied the Lord Jesus Christ. He had said, I know not this man. But now, months later, after he had been restored by the Lord, after the Lord had risen, after they had received the Holy Spirit, and we have him being brought before the religious leaders, being asked by what power or by what name did you heal that man? And there we have Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. He we had denied the Lord. Now filled with the Holy Spirit, he could say, by no other name, but only the name of Jesus Christ. That's the only name that saves. That is the only name that redeems. The name of Jesus Christ. He says the stone that was rejected, as he quotes Psalm 118, has become this cornerstone. He is the Messiah that was proclaimed that he would come to redeem, he would come to heal and restore his people. And so Peter now with boldness, he could go on and preach and proclaim that there is salvation in no one else, but only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He could go on with boldness to say there is no other means through which sinful men and women and children can be brought back to fellowship with God, but only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is the only way of salvation. That's what we are given in the Word of God. In other words, Peter was saying, all other ways, all other names, all other names are imposters. All other names are discredited. There is only this name that exclusively we can bring before you, that the Lord brings before your presence. That men themselves, they cannot work for this salvation, but only God can do that. Only he freely gives in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is this verse that I just want us to walk through and to think about what is it that we are taught when we look at this verse. And we are taught that we are to first of all reject all other names. We are first of all to shun all other names, all other ways, all other means that we think can save or can get us to God. And you notice Peter begins by saying there is salvation in no one else. But I first want to consider the word salvation, not wanting to assume that perhaps if someone is listening, they understand. Perhaps they don't understand what it means, what the word salvation means. And the word salvation means deliverance, to be delivered from great danger. And so whenever the scripture speaks of salvation, it speaks of deliverance, being delivered from great danger. You think about the Philippian jailer. As Paul and Silas had ministered to him and he asked, says, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to be delivered? Jesus in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he said, he came to seek and to save. He came to seek and to deliver the lost. You can go on in countless times in the book of Acts, you find where the word salvation is mentioned. It means to be delivered. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing deliverance or salvation for all people. That's Titus 2, verse 11. But as I speak of deliverance from great danger, it's not deliverance from anything that you can think of. But biblical deliverance, it speaks about deliverance from the great danger of sin. That is the deliverance that is spoken about by the Bible, that we are delivered from the great danger of sin and death. We are delivered from the wrath of God that abides in all ungodliness. Sin deserves death. And because all men are in Adam, and therefore they need to be delivered, because in Adam we fell, and we need to be delivered from Adam. And so this word salvation means to be delivered from this great danger of sin and to be elevated to the supreme good of being restored to a relationship with the Holy God, being brought back to where God first of all, when he created man, were without sin. This deliverance, you can think about it as the cleansing of our guilty conscience, our being set free, delivered from death, depravity, being restored. It is being set free from the curse that abides upon all those who are in Adam. It is being mended from our brokenness. It is being healed from our woundedness. And this deliverance or this salvation comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's the first thing I wanted us to note with this word salvation. Delivered from the great danger of sin. And restored to fellowship with the Holy God. And so then Peter says, there's salvation in no one else. Salvation is exclusively in one man, in the Lord Jesus Christ. All other names must be cancelled. All others are imposters. All others are unfit to save. And from this verse you can note that really the Bible is good. No tolerance for any other religion apart from Christianity. It is intolerant of any other names, of any other ways that men can speak of. There is the zero tolerance. There are no other mechanisms that are spoken about. God himself is intolerant of any other religion. He alone, he asserts himself as God. And he called his people to say they must exclusively look to him and worship him alone. They are to worship no other. He commanded them to have no other gods before him. Because he is the only God. He is the only Savior. Again, when we read from Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Lord called his people, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." He exclusively, he is the only one. They are called to worship. They are called to serve. They are called to fear. As you go on reading Deuteronomy chapter 6 in verse 13. He alone is God. He is not like any other gods of other nations that were tolerant of other gods. To say, we recognize the God of the Jews. But he says, no, there is no other. There is only one. And so you can think of it, if salvation is exclusively in Jesus Christ, that means all others cannot. That means there is no salvation in Muhammad and Islam. There is no salvation in Joseph Smith and Mormonism. There is no salvation even in the New Age, where he talks about personal transformation and healing, doing some meditation. There is no salvation in all these things. But salvation is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone has the authority, has the power to save. It is to he that the Father gave all things. When you go to read in Matthew chapter 11, in verse 26 and verse 27, we read that he got all things from the Father. And it is through him that you can get to know the Father. There is no other way. That it is through him. He has the right to say to men, "Come unto me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There's none other who can give rest. And so you can think about even today, in the ways of the world, the way of universalism, of wanting to say this one is right, this one is right, everything can bring us to God. No. There are no other ways. There are no many roads that can lead us to God. There is only one way to be saved. There's only one name that is given to us through Jesus Christ. And this is what even the religious leaders were fighting against. They didn't want to hear that. They asked even the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave you this authority to say you can forgive sins, because only God can forgive sins. This is why even the apostles were suffering, because they were saying to these religious leaders, you need to embrace the only way of salvation. Other than that, you perish. And so that's what you find, even as they move on in all of the book of Acts, witnessing that they did not want to hear about this name. They did not want to hear about the resurrection from the dead, about the Lord Jesus Christ. But Peter and John, they said, we cannot help ourselves, but we are just ambassadors. We can speak of what we have seen, what we have heard, that there is only He who is the Savior. Yea, it is the one even to whom John says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the one who is the object of our faith. That faith is to be placed in Him. As we were singing in Rock of Ages, you say, He alone, and He alone must save. We sing about that hymn, my faith has found a resting place. Where? In the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it finds the resting place. So outside of Christ, there is no salvation. None can be saved outside of Christ. Even those, you may ask, those who are in the jungles, to where even people have not reached as yet. They need to be saved by Christ. Yes, there is no other means. They need to be saved by Christ. And you can speak about yourself, you who is saved today, knowing that you had no ability in yourself to draw yourself to Christ. But Christ, by His Spirit, is the one who worked within your heart and to draw you to come to Him. Even those people who are in faraway places, they know when God works within them, they know that there is something that they need. They cannot save themselves, but only Christ is the one who saves. And so, if you are here this evening, perhaps you are embracing some other ways. You must know that Scripture is very exclusive. God is very exclusive. He says there is only one way. There is only one means to be saved. Perhaps for some, they think that maybe being religious, maybe some ceremonial service saves them. Baptism does not save. Growing up in a Christian home does not save. Only Christ saves. The Christ of baptism. And even some, they might say, I've attended church for many years. There's no merit in that, but only Christ is the Savior. You need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, He is the Christ of the church. To where we come and we listen to the ministry of His word about Him. But this building cannot save. Only Christ is the one who saves. And so perhaps if one is holding on to anything else, thinking that there is merit in something else, it is all in vain. And you are on your way to destruction. You are under the wrath of God. You are under the judgment of God. And what you need is to leave, to forsake, and to embrace the only way of salvation, which is my second and final point. First, we must forsake all other ways and names, and we must embrace, secondly, the only name. And this is the cure to us. This is the remedy that we have, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the power. He alone is the one who is the all-sufficient Savior. He is the one who saves man to the uttermost. And you can think, you might be saying, do you know my sins? Do you know what I have done? I am the vilest of sinners. But even, I would ask, do you match even with the likes of the Apostle Paul, who called himself the chief of sinners, but he received the salvation of God in Jesus Christ. And so no matter who you are, where you are, what you have done, God calls to say, forsake and embrace. Place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. This is the name. His name is Jesus. In Matthew 1:47, we are reminded, because he's the Savior of his people. He's the one who can deliver. And also let me warn us that it is not about chanting the name of Jesus in some mystical way. It is not just speaking, as we would hear people say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That's not what it's all about. But it all has to do with the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that he did on the cross of Calvary, from his suffering upon the hands of sinners, suffering not for his sins, for he was without sin, but suffering for your sin and mine. Going to the cross, being crucified, dying, being put in the grave, raising on the third day, conquering sin and death, having victory and ascending, being seated at the right hand of the Father. This is what it has to do. This is what saves. If there was something that was amiss there, then he could not fully save us. And so he needed to go through all his active, his passive obedience, that which you and I could not do for ourselves, but only he could do. And so it is looking and trusting in all that he did, in his finished work. So when they called people to say, look to Christ, they pointed them and spoke about them, what he had done. And that's what they called the man to say, trust in this, rest in this. This is where there is salvation, in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is the way we are called to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through the name that forgiveness of sins was proclaimed for people to repent. We're reminded in Luke chapter 24, the Lord Jesus Christ saying, go and proclaim this name, calling people to repentance, that they would find forgiveness in him. And so we see that there is only one way to God. There is only one name given to us, to which we must place our trust in and rest in to be saved. Though your sins may be great, but Christ is the greatest Savior, and you and I are called to trust in him. Whether you'd say, I'm a drunkard, I'm a murderer, I'm a thief, he says, look to me and be saved. And so this is the way we are called, that we are to look to Christ, trust in his finished work. That's the means of our embracing him, faith in him, resting in him. And we must be warned. The Lord says in Hebrews chapter 2 in verse 3, we will not escape if we neglect such a great salvation. Perhaps you may be listening and you think, oh, he's just bluffing. You will not escape. And all other ways, all other means, all that you are trusting in will not lead us lead you to God, but would lead you to the wrath of God and his judgment. But only his way, Jesus Christ, is that which leads you to God. And so, in conclusion, let me say to us, as we've been thinking about this verse, to know that Christ has done this all, has saved us, has freely given himself to us, what must it do to those who are saved? It must make us to be lost in wonder, in love, in praise, as we are amazed at his salvation as the only Savior. And so you must remember, even as you minister to people, that there is no other name, because the only name of Jesus Christ is the name of this Son of God, who is glorified, the high name that is above any other names, as Paul says, the name that is able to save to the uttermost, the name that is sure, the name that you can trust in, the sweet name that the sinner's ear can hear. It is the easier name that asks for faith to be exercised in him alone. Let's pray. Oh Lord, our God, how we thank you for your word that reminds us that there is salvation only in Jesus Christ. We first of all praise and thank you, O God, that you provided the way through which sinful men, women, and children can come to know God and be restored to fellowship with him. And we thank you that that way it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, I pray that if there may be any, perhaps some who were listening online, who are still holding on to other names and ways or means, oh Lord, we pray that you would work within their hearts, that they would forsake all these other ways and embrace the only name of Jesus Christ, that they would place their faith and trust in his finished work. But oh Lord, encourage us, we who know you, that we may be always thankful and grateful of your salvation. And thank you for the reminder this evening of that word. And help us even as we go, that we will be eager to minister to the lost, those who will come across, that also your grace may appear to them. And so we pray and ask all these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear brethren, it is all in Christ. All other ground is sinking sand. Let us receive the benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all from now on, evermore. Amen.